This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I haven't even gotten into Hillary and the whole Jay-Z Beyonce deal where they have her doing the simulated tear up the police cars, knock out windows, riot stuff. They're singing about using cocaine, raping women. The N-word is screamed over and over again. If Trump did something like this, I mean, some edited tape with him saying women throw themselves on you, can do whatever you want. That's not sexual assault, saying a woman throws himself on you. But the point is, as I'm digressing, we have this coming up. There's so much cussing. There's a beep every second, basically. Hillary's at this clapping and then praising it while it happens. But then they have these things crying, saying Donald Trump hurts our children, when it was a secret tape. They're the ones putting it out. I mean, it is the death of common sense. That's coming up too. But Roger, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. You were getting into not knowing what to make of Comey. Well, the word is that they had to divert off of all the WikiLeaks and then make this look like she was being persecuted, making her the victim right at the end. It is a total November surprise brought to you by Comey, whose law firm and, you know, family work with the Clintons.
Yeah, I problem here is that it won't wash. As I understand it, he's referring to the 33,000 emails that were withheld. This does not address the 650,000 emails that have been discovered by the New York Police Department and are in their possession, as well as in the possession now of the FBI and presumably the Justice Department. My sources tell me there are indelible evidence of multiple crimes contained therein. And I know for a fact that one of the reasons why the FBI reopened their investigation was because of an allegation that the nation of Serbia was shaken down for $2 million in order to get a meeting for their president with Barack Obama, and that that money was siphoned and sent to the Clinton Foundation. That is a crime. Mr. Comey is well aware of that allegation. So the notion that Hillary will avoid prosecution is really challenges believability. If Hillary should narrowly win this election and try to use the federal apparatus to shut down investigations of all this new evidence, you will have an insurrection in the country, you'll have widespread civil disobedience, and you will have paralysis. She will be unable to govern. I just do not believe the American people will stand for it.
And Roger, I totally agree. We've got a war game this.
And these records. Go ahead.
I totally agree with you. We've got a war game. And let me give you the FBI's announcement just to understand what you're saying. You are correct. So let me just lay this out. The NYPD was going to do a press conference 2 weeks ago. I had this from sources. It's now been confirmed. Even, you know, the head of Blackwater's come out and says his sources told him this. But this is the NYPD has all these emails. It's full of underage sexting, pedophile connections, really horrible stuff. The NYPD was about to go public. It forced the FBI to move because the FBI rank and file wanted it, but also Comey had to make it look like he was going to do something. But they now claim the whole 650,000 emails. Here it is, Daily Mail, also Associated Press. Comey claims they went through it all in just 9 days, all 650,000, and he's saying all of it's open and shut now. So this is an attempt to put everything to bed, but now we'll see what the NYPD does.
Yeah, I would think that they've also read these emails, and they have said that there is evidence of crime. Alex, put aside the sex allegations, please. Treason, corruption, pay for play. These are more egregious. I'm not sure what to make of all of this.
And by the way, they're all confirmed in WikiLeaks already. No one's getting in trouble.
Right. So they're not going to be able to sweep this under the carpet. This is a nice try.
But win or lose, Hillary Clinton's heading for the big house, one way or another.
All right, give me the floor when we come back then. I'm going to flesh all this out. I totally agree with you. These are epic crimes never before seen this public. I mean, stuff like this may have happened before, but it's never been this out in the open. It's a nice try at sweeping it under. It's not going to work. Where does this go next? The good news is law enforcement itself is really awake, really upset. The public's waking up as well. Roger Stone's our guest. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
More is happening in a day right now than would happen in 6 months previously. This is an epic time to be alive. History is happening all around us, and we're part of it. We're involved. Donald Trump, whether he wins or loses this election, no matter what comes out of it, he's a total winner. He had courage. You've had courage. You've taken action. Globalism is on the table as a crony capitalist, anti-free market mafia system. The fact that the Federal Reserve is screwing us over is huge. The fact that our borders are being dissolved. Political correctness is in tatters. Humanity's on the march. It took Brexit 25 years with UKIP. In the last 2 years with Donald Trump, we have eclipsed that. Now, I believe he's ahead in the battleground states, the evidence shows, and I believe there's going to be a landslide. But Hillary is trying to steal it. Roger Stone's been victorious with Trump in their exit polling and poll watching. Trump doing poll watching, exit polling with Stone, very professionally done, following state laws, doing exit polls. We go out and do exit polls as media. And they're fine as long as they think we're Democrats. When they find out we're patriots, they flip out and say, you just can't be here, period. Okay, you know, we know you're here for Trump to disrupt. This is happening on video. But the big news, Roger Stone, recap, because some stations don't carry that first little segment at the start of the hour. Recap, the FBI has come out. Our Clinton insider said they're going to come out Saturday or Sunday. He said this last Sunday, Larry Nichols, we played it last hour, and they're going to announce that she's totally exonerated and everything. So if it diverts from WikiLeaks for 7-8 days, Trump takes the bait, and Nichols said, please don't take it, covers the $650,000. Comey comes out and says she's totally exonerated, but he had to because the NYPD was going to have a press conference, we've now confirmed, 2 weeks ago, and expose the horrible stuff, the treason, the treachery, the paper play that was in this as well. And so they had to basically have a timeout to stall people until we were 48 hours or less out from the election. Now they've done it, trying to take her weakness and make it a strength, like, oh, look, she's been exonerated. But as you just said, nice try at sweeping this under the rug. Not going to work. Drain the swamp. I think it's going into hyperspace. Roger Stone.
Yeah, I think the FBI director has worn out his credibility. He's now changed his position 3 times. It's very clear that he is acting politically. And there are career agents there who are not going to stand for this. And you have the independence of the NYPD. And I think they've made it very clear that, and if there's any effort to sweep this under the carpet or to say that, oh, we reviewed the emails and there were no evidence of illegality, that they'll release them all and then let the people decide what we have. Now, the truth is, prior to any of this happening, Comey had more than enough to indict Hillary. David Petraeus was indicted for less. Others have been indicted for less. The American people will get justice. I cannot see any circumstance, even if she were to win this election, in which she will be able to govern or actually even able to appear in public without a massive civil disobedience and uprising by the people. We either are a nation of laws or we are not. And that is what we're going to find out here shortly.
And meanwhile,
Trump, I think, is soaring towards an upset victory here, which will negate all of this. I presume that in the period between the election and the inauguration, Obama will probably pardon everybody who's been involved in this sordid mess.
That would be the safest move for the establishment, but they seem so arrogant these days. They don't have the class they had with Nixon. It seems like they might just try it.
Very, very possible. But I don't think anyone should assume that any of these issues or the dynamic that we're in goes away. There will be no honeymoon regardless of who is elected president. There will be no cessation of tensions. This fight inside the country about what we want to be and whether we are a nation of laws or a nation of men is going to continue.
That's right. Trump has just been the master of ceremonies, basically, here. And you and I and others and Drudge have been ringleaders, you know, here at the circus, trying to get folks awake. It's happened now. The worldwide awakening to globalism is only accelerating. And so that's the good news here, is that we have come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum. And, I mean, it was in the Wall Street Journal and Associated Press, as you know, on Monday, that major newspapers' revenue is down 97.5% in the last quarter. That is a heart attack with the heart completely dead. So the entire mainstream media is in free fall. We are all exploding with rocket engines so huge, the only danger is we might blow up in our ascension. Sir, I'm not exaggerating. We now, on average, are having 10 to 15 million video views a day. We did a live show last night. It had 3 million viewers. Just an internet show with no promotion. You're putting out videos getting 20 million views a week. There's kids in farmhouses talking trash about Obama getting 68 million views a week. What the hell are they going to do? CNN doesn't get 68 million viewers in a frickin' month.
That's why they're so desperate to get control of the internet. That's why they're so desperate to, quote-unquote, regulate, that means shut down, the internet, because it has afforded us an avenue to communicate with each other that they never anticipated. In other words, the establishment, the media government establishment, no longer has a monopoly on mass communications in this country, and therefore it is the beginning of the end for the globalists and the two-party duopoly that have run this country into the ditch. Meanwhile, this just came across my computer. Danny Williams is trying to reach Jay-Z, wants to ask him whether Black Lives Matter or not. Wants to ask him about whether he's familiar with the 1994 crime bill, which has incarcerated an entire generation of young black men for the non-violent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs. Maybe Jay-Z is unaware of Hillary's record of abuse of black people.
Well, let's talk about that since you raised it. I've seen the numbers. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the guy that really is in there looking at them. Record low turnout by African-Americans for Hillary, very high turnout for Trump.
It appears that looking at the early data in the state where there has been early voting, that African-American turnout has been substantially down from where it was 4 years ago and 8 years ago. Now, that is, of course, partially understandable given the fact that Barack Obama is not on the national ticket. But at the same time, this is a key element of victory for Hillary Clinton. It's something she will have to have in order to get there. I believe the examination of the 94 crime bill and the entire public exposure of Danny Williams, whose story I find extraordinarily credible, has undermined voter confidence among African Americans for Hillary Clinton.
Let's talk the scare last night briefly. Out in Nevada. Now we know it's a Democratic Party operative that was there to bird dog. What is the point of screaming gun, gun, and then running at Trump just to make him look weak or something?
Well, what I found particularly aggravating, Alex, and I was on with Joe Biggs last night on InfoWars to talk about this, is within seconds of this happening, we counted over 400 tweets blaming me. Roger Stone staged this to gain sympathy for Donald Trump. This is some serious Alice in Wonderland stuff.
And it shows how rigged it is. It shows how rigged. Now they admit it's a Democratic Party bird dogger that WikiLeaks has covered. So why are they so scared of you? God, they're obsessed with you, buddy.
Yeah, well, you speak for yourself. They seem to have you in their sights as well. Very hard to understand, but clearly the fact that this happened so quickly sheds the point of blame back on them. Back on David Brock and company.
Well, it's on Drudge. He's a Democratic blogger, bird dogger. I mean, it's they've got the guy. So
clearly not staged by us, but it does make my heart jump because, as I've told you many times, my single greatest concern has been for Donald's safety.
What do they want to have him fall down or look scared or have Secret Service jump on him? Because instead, he was just sitting there staring at him, the Secret Service, and it takes him out. He looks graceful as he leaves, comes right back. I don't think it turned into what they wanted.
They just don't understand Donald Trump. Alex, he is the single toughest human being I have ever met. This guy is the right man to send to negotiations with the Russians, with the Chinese, with our adversaries. He has ice water in his veins when it comes to toughness and standing up to the country. And he's not a physical coward like, say, Lyndon Johnson. And he knows he's taking his life in his hands. He has a very fatalistic view about it. He's going to save this country.
Come on, it's time for Inside Baseball. Let's come back and talk about that briefly. You got to go. Then we got Larry Nichols coming on.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look, I traffic in secrecy. I'm totally public about my life and what I stand for, but when you wear a journalist hat and have sources, it's all about people having confidence in you that you won't release info on them, no matter it be positive or negative, unless they want it released. And boy, I tell you, I've been burned a lot because of that. You know, John Ronson said, I'm a sneaky in Bohemian Grove with me. I've got insiders. You can't tell people I went in with you. You've got a promise. And I said, absolutely. And 2 years later, he went on C-SPAN and said, Alex Jones didn't tell you I snuck in with him. Did he? And he actually used that to burn me. So you think about that. So, but the point is, I got a lot of stuff, obviously, with the Trump stuff I can talk about and being in all the papers. I don't care about being in all the papers. It doesn't do anything. I want to talk to real people, folks that care. That's who I'm going to talk to, you. You're wonderful. I'm like in Mel Gibson's new movie, I'm told. Everybody's told me. I know I licensed it to him 3 years ago, but I haven't gone to see it. I don't care. I'm in a Mel Gibson movie. The point is that he like drives around, listens to me on the radio, and like agrees with it or something. I don't care. And I'm not bragging. They asked me to be in movies, and I just don't even do it. Stone's got to leave in a minute, but I wanted him to get to this because he's told me stuff that I later saw come out or other people told me. And the fact was, a couple of years ago, Trump wasn't going to run. He knew what would happen to him. But he just finally said, okay, I'll just sign my life over, and it doesn't matter. And his wife backed him on it. He expects to probably be killed. And Stone just let it slip, so I brought it up, of how committed Trump is. And it's amazing. You said he's fatalistic about this. Let's tell people what Trump's done.
Well, first of all, just the number of states that he's reaching here, Alex, in the next 24 hours, this is a Herculean physical effort. I worked for Reagan. I worked for Nixon. I worked for Bob Dole, all patriots.
It's Herculean.
None of them, exerted this kind of physical effort in the close. Trump is the Superman, and he is sees the race moving his way, not only in the swing states, but in some.
No, but you said it. Let's talk about, you said fatalistic. Let's get down to the wire that they can't even make him wear a bulletproof vest. He just doesn't even care. This is so presidential.
Well, he wore one in the summertime, and frankly, it was so damn hot and heavy that he felt it was slowing down his performance on the stump. His family has begged him to take more security precautions.
Yeah, let's not let out security secrets. That's an example. He just doesn't care, folks. That is so manly. You called him fatalistic. Go ahead and tell folks, since you mentioned it.
Well, in other words, I've said to him, aren't you worried about your physical safety? And he says, look, I have to do this. I have to do this. For the country, you can't run for president and not mix with the people.
He is the opposite of that coward demon Hillary, isn't he?
Well, I mean, I don't think she's well enough to go in public. I think she's got to rest up in between campaign appearances because of her various ailments.
Well, you got to come back tomorrow.
Once again, this will be proven.
What do we do if they steal it, which is clear evidence they're trying?
Well, I'm going to be in Austin, so we'll have plenty of time to plan exactly that. But I think it's important to game plan election day before you game plan what you're going to do the day.
And by the way, I agree with you, but I'm very honored. I guess you let that out of the bag. That's good. You're going to be here at the command base with us during the 52-hour global transmission that kicks off tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I'm very, very excited about it. So look forward to seeing you.
Well, you'll have the run of the place. Roger Stone, you're a great American, such a truthful patriot. That's why they call him a liar and dirty trickster, because that's the inverse. His secret is he tells the truth and knows what he's doing. StoneColdTruth.com. I know you got to go because you got like ABC News there. Any other points that need to be made?
Like I always say, victory or death. See you tomorrow.
All right, there he goes. I wish I could tell you the stuff I know, folks. It's unbelievable. I'm not going to give it. I mean, it's just crazy, the stuff they've done to Trump that nobody even knows about. It's wild. He just doesn't even care. He's just like, he is so committed. You can tell he's just enjoying it. That's what a real man does under attack, just turns it into a big game. And that's why he's like, if America wants freedom and wants their taxes cut and wants to be back on the path to be number one, I'm here. I love this country. And if you don't want it, you want that witch Hillary, then she's yours. But he knows he's winning, and he didn't let her steal it. He's going to fight back and speak out. And down to the wire, folks, I can tell you, high-level groups have come to Trump, and they know he's ahead. And they've said, just work with us, and we will let you win. He said, I serve the American people. This happened yesterday. I can't believe the level I'm at in this, folks. If you knew how real this was, you would be crapping your pants. They came to Trump and they said the deep state, the older elements of it, Bush-connected groups. And they said, just say you'll work with us and just say you'll listen to us some and we will let you win. You are the winner. And Donald Trump told them no. The American people are going to decide. And they said, okay, buddy. Okay. And that was a warning last night. Guy jumping up with a, I got a gun, I got a gun. We're running at the podium. What Trump do? He just stood there and waited. Because Trump wants to beat these people bad, folks. When you're 70 and you got it all and you're not into molesting kids, most people that get into this power, I guess they just start molesting kids. It's like, oh, what's new? I'll just molest kids. You know, a lot of people that are good, they actually decide to fight for freedom. And thought they've lied about him. And, you know, I have a kinship with Trump because I've experienced the lies and the twisting. Where you get up, they're like, Alex Jones is deeply racist and, you know, hates Mexicans. No proof. Or Alex Jones hates black people. What the hell are you talking about? You know, and Hillary's calling me this dark heart. Trey Gowdy on the committee over Benghazi said it best. She's above the law. They've corrupted the top of the government. All you can do is vote her out with a landslide. And let me tell you, Hillary and Bill and Obama are acting really skittish right now because they know it's hard to beat a landslide. I'm going to bed at like midnight. I'm getting up about 3 a.m. every day. I can't even sleep. I've never had any. I've got to sleep 7 hours straight. I can't sleep right now. And I'm just very proud to be associated with Donald Trump and all of you listeners and good people of every color and wherever you came from. I love you. If you love liberty, you see through this and want justice. It is really good knowing you. Let's play part of the clip. I won't get to it all, but here's part of Gowdy.
What part of this decision do you agree with?
No, I don't agree with any part of it. I understand it. That's the curse of being a lawyer, is that you are able to understand the other side's argument. I just vigorously disagree with it. His argument is he thinks there's a specific intent element in a gross negligence statute. So it's not that I'm confused about it. I just fundamentally disagree with it.
Okay, now he said that there were classified emails on Cheryl Mills' computer, the aide to Secretary Clinton. But then he would not say whether or not that was a crime unless he looked at the case more in depth. How do you look at the case when you give someone immunity? It just it doesn't square.
Hit pause. The key parts at the end where he says, look, they're above the law. You just got to vote her out. But here's the good news. People now know the score. Whether they steal it from Trump or not, we're gaining momentum. We're fighting back. Resistance is victory. Laying down is apathy, disintegration, atrophy, and death. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. Spread that link. That's a big part of the revolution right there.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league to the freeway.
Well, my friends, I've pretty much always, the last 15 years or so, shot a daily or two videos for YouTube on top of the radio show. And, you know, I used to be happy when the video got 50,000 views, and I thought 100,000 was great, 200,000, 300,000. The average video is getting about 1 million views right now. That's a metric of how upset and awake people are, and it's only getting more intense, and we're just one platform in this fight. So as negative as some of this information is, it's overall very positive so that we can have an open discussion about what's happening. A lot of these new agers and folks, they just want to hear a bunch of positive stuff and say, you know, mystical things going to fix things. And I'm not bashing those people, but admitting how much trouble we're in, that's what's going to turn things around and make things better, not just going along with anything. So I don't cover all this to take your hope. I cover it to give you hope to know the worm is turning. Now, Larry Nichols, battling cancer, just back from the hospital today. I really appreciate him joining us. I'm so busy, I didn't even hardly comb my hair, even though this is a slash TV show as well. People are like, I don't wear makeup on TV or anything. I like forget to even comb my hair. It's ridiculous. You're combing it on TV. There's just so much to get to here. We're going to be talking to him in a moment, but I want to talk in the next segment, probably have him up for a full hour later this week. In fact, he is coming on during the 52-hour broadcast that starts tomorrow at 11 a.m., runs through Election Day and the next day, about the occult and the Clintons. He's the first guy I ever heard about the Clintons involved in the occult. Since then, I found an article in the Washington Post, other articles. Bill Clinton wrote a book about it. His early years, admitted he went to a voodoo school in Haiti. They had their honeymoon there. He likes the spirits possessing him. I mean, I showed all this yesterday in that special broadcast. I can't even believe it. And then I'm not saying with all this new WikiLeaks that all this stuff's code words. That's what the NYPD's saying. I don't know if this is innocuous. Most of these people are probably innocent in these thousands of emails with Podesta. But the police are saying, look at this, and the investigation got open because of sex texting and then the Lolita Express, and then Breitbart's got articles, and the FBI's come out saying, yeah, we're looking at Hillary being on the Epstein plane. He got convicted. I mean, this guy was running little kids. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. This is a short segment. I want to get into his prediction coming true. We already played it in the first hour, but Larry Nichols came on three times last week with us, and we put out several reports. He advised me on Saturday after the FBI report came out last Saturday. I said, one of my insiders said it'll come out next Saturday or next Sunday, that she's totally absolved. This way they could block everybody from looking at WikiLeaks because they know the public's barely paying attention. Then it would be a big win for her to say, see, it was all clean. And Nichols helped train these people. That's why he's dead on. So we'll talk to him in a moment. But before we go any further, here is Comey, headed up the Benghazi committee, saying your activism is now to vote against Hillary. And then we'll go to Larry Nichols. We have Comey ready?
This is what your viewers have to come to grips
please,
with.
Please, go ahead.
No one who sent classified information was prosecuted. No one who received classified information was prosecuted. No one who destroyed federal records was prosecuted. Out of all of this, five immunity agreements and a really unusual investigation about national security matters with hundreds of classified emails, not one single person is going to face a legal consequence.
That means this case is dead in the water, right?
It is dead in the water other than what I have said in the past. There are multiple groups in our culture who provide oversight. There's the executive branch, there's Congress, there's you and the media. But on November the 8th, the real jury gets to weigh in. And if they think that this Department of Justice has been politicized, they are welcome to replace it with another Department of Justice.
And that's Trey Gowdy. No wonder you couldn't find the clip. You're like, what, Comey? On what Comey's decision. So that's the head of the, what is it, House Oversight Committee. So he predicted, he said there will be no indictment with Loretta Lynch. And he described what happened on the plane with Bill Clinton and her. He said that this is all a red herring a week ago. We got attacked for that. So he's been proven correct. Larry Nichols, the former Clinton handler, is here to break it down. So Larry, what does this signify?
Well, first off, it's nothing to be proud of, me and Mike. What it signifies, I'll just tell you the rest of it. The plan was to come out, prove that it was all nothing, then she'll have this big rally talking about, you know, how the mean old Republicans, this was just a Republican plot.
That'll be tomorrow.
Day one. And then the thing that they've all got to do, all major media, have got to turn in and submit to the Clintons, to their campaign, their Wednesday morning headlines about her victory for approval.
So this gives her control of tomorrow having to have all her campaign on to crow about how they never did anything, even though all the WikiLeaks show them hiding all the crimes, expunging evidence, selling paper play, espionage. All of it is blackholed.
All of it. And then the reason they want the headlines on Wednesday to be approved by the campaign is to give them the launching pad they need to, quote-unquote, have the mandate she demands, but more than that, to quell any potential resistance from people claiming foul over voter fraud and to stop Trump from having any recourse.
Because she's already been proven of being wronged, and they've already got the talking point that we talked about 2 weeks ago with other insiders on air and off air, that she was persecuted. She's got to shut down the alt-right, plus the Republicans want to work with her because that's the group that discredited them. That's the narrative.
Yeah, and she's going to do one dang-up job after this election, making sure the Republicans hold their fire from now on. You got to remember, Alex, if you were a Republican, let's say Craig Gowdy or any of them, after this election, Congress could have a hearing. They could have a hearing. They could pursue all of this stuff. But the best Congress can do, and they know it, and she knows it, Alex, the best they can do is recommend a special prosecutor be appointed.
And you just heard Gowdy say it was over. That was a big deal.
Yeah. Now, when that happens, guess where it has to go? It has to go to the Justice Department to proceed. Then, let's just be honest. After the election, Trump complains about voter fraud. Even if he has great amounts of proof.
He's got to go to Loretta Lynch.
Where's it got to be filed? Federal court. You know what happens in federal court? I mean, they've got this thing rigged every way but Sunday.
And this is the final Democratic Party takeover. It's why Beck and the Republicans know it. They're just wanting to get final payoffs as we go to one-party state, as WikiLeaks has said. They put five more folks on the Supreme Court. They take our guns. They open the borders. America's conquered. End of the story.
End of story. Now, let me say this, Alex. Remember what I've been telling you and your audience about for over a year now, the velvet coup, the silent coup. You're seeing it. This election is the end of it.
This is the end of America, folks.
That's right. This is when Hillary and her minions believe that they have accomplished the task and are ready to set forth with complete and total transformation of our form of government and our way of life. They will pursue it aggressively. Aggressively.
They're coming after the better clingers. They're coming after the veterans. They're coming after, well, you know what that means, Larry. We've tried to fix all this peacefully, and we're not offensive, but I guess they're just making it real clear.
Well, I've actually been privileged to get some information from the people that told me what they were going to do with this FBI thing. These are the same people. They have got.
You told me high-level FBI told you, Larry, tell Alex and everybody this is exactly, don't take the bait. And Trump, they said, get this to Trump, do not do it.
And he didn't do what he should have. You know, what else we got to do, Alex? You know, we beg, just don't take the bait. Come out and say that the fix is in and to tell people to be careful about this. Had he called it when we came on the air and told?
He would have devastated him. He would have devastated him. I tried to... I can't control when I get a call from Trump. I try to get messages, and then, you know, I don't even call. I know. He's not perfect. He wasn't battling the Clintons 20 years ago like we were.
That's right. Well, wait until you hear. I know we're coming on break. Wait until you hear what they're doing with gun control.
No, God, I wish it was some new country to get out of here, too. God almighty. We'll be right back.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade
upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
I'll tell you a couple of stories about fraud. The Bohemian Club. As you say, the Bohemian Club? That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? I've never been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
I know nothing about the Bohemian Grove with Bill. I know about once a month, Hillary would go out to Los Angeles. And she did it so regular that it became a bit of an issue trying to... Why is she always going? Bill told me that she was going out there, she and a group of women, and she would be a part of a witch's church. And, when Bill told me that, you could have hit me with a baseball bat. I tried to point out to him. He realized what had happened if that got out. Of course, my job is to make sure it didn't get out. Now, I don't know today if Hillary still partakes in the witch ritual. I don't know that I even know what the ritual was. But for the better part of many years, Hillary would go quite often, whether it was regularly once a month or maybe once every couple of months. She would go out on a weekend simply to be a part of it.
All right, that was about a year ago, and we went up there. We don't just believe people, and I've known Larry 20 years at that time. We saw his medication, saw his diagnosis, the whole nine yards. I gave him a donation then. We went up there to interview him because of the cancer, and it's progressed. He's just trying to stay alive through the campaign to expose these people. That's why he can't be on TV today. We've been up there. He's had heart surgery, you name it. I'm not going to get into all of it. He was in the hospital today. He's had his lungs collapse. He's been resuscitated. He doesn't want me to say this on air, but then he tells me he's about to, you know, be out in the street. So I'm just going to tell you so he gets donations. Nichols Live at AOL.com, PayPal, send the guy some money. He needs good treatment. He's been blackballed in Arkansas, everything, since he's exposed to Clinton. He's a great patriot. He's a real deal. Nichols Live at AOL.com. Give him a donation. He didn't even ask him for this, but he don't want me to talk about the illness, but I'm not going to sit there and just say send him a donation when the guy can't even get his treatment to keep him alive. It's very expensive, as you know. Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Now, Larry, folks need to make that donation. You told me 20 years ago she was into witchcraft. You even told me about the handler who now has been the National Enquirer confirmed doing stuff for him.
Right.
I separately, you didn't even know about this, it had actually been in an L.A. liberal newspaper because Tex Mars had a copy of it. I was in his archives making my Bohemian Grove film 15 years ago, and I got a copy of her actually there. And this isn't just normal, you know, new age stuff or whatever. We're not talking about crystals or whatever. A lot of nice folks are into all that stuff. Better than a lot of these mainline church people I know. This was Aleister Crowley stuff. Now, you don't know about this, but I've studied it, so I looked at what it was. Well, it came out in the WikiLeaks that this high priestess of this stuff, who admits in her own writing she does it, blood, you name it, they take kids to these parties, whether they're really killing people or not, it's so horrific to show it all. She's come out and said, oh, you know, it's all just a big joke. I'm not serious. I'm not a Satanist, but her email address is 666 at the end. And all this is going on. We know Pedophile Island's real, Jeffrey Epstein. We know Clinton. Bill went there 20-something times. We know that the law enforcement is saying they're going to have a press conference. He's sexting, you know, wiener underage girls. We know that Bill Clinton went and practiced voodoo. That's in the Washington Post, his own book he wrote. We know these people are into the occult, but you knew them back when this was happening. So it's a very important facet. Now, I don't know about all this code word and kids and all the Reddit and big internet sites out there saying, Alex, why aren't you saying all this is code word for them? You know, well, they say, well, I'll have entertainment, three little kids in the hot tub for you at the farmhouse, and we've got all the wieners you want, you know, and the you know, there's a lot of pressure on us to get rid of this load of $20,000, you know, dolls for you. I mean, it sounds really bad, but I don't know what it is. What are you, as somebody that's been around these people, what the hell's going on?
You know, Alex, all I can tell you is, man, finally I had to go to Hillary. I literally had to go to her to try to get her to stop. I went to her. I said, Hillary, if we get caught when you go into this witch's church, we're done. I mean, this is, you know, this is the early 80s, late 70s, whatever kind it was. And I said, there's no way we can cover it up. But I said, she said, there's no way she's going to go. I said, well, then do this. I knew Channel 11's crew, TV, local TV station in Little Rock. I said, look, you go to the Methodist church every Sunday. I'm going to set the crew, get you coming out of the church. Now it's just happening, just like I'm going to tell you.
No, you told me 20 years ago. You told me 20 years ago.
Yeah, you're going to come out of the church, and then you're going to talk about how happy you were to be in church and how you're and profess Jesus Christ and God and all that. She turned away from me, folks. She turned away. But before she took a step, she turned her head back to the left, and she said, you know I can't do that, and turned her head back around. understand that Bill
she's pledged herself. What else did Bill tell you? What else have you not told people?
Well, Bill would tell me about, you know, he liked to deal with the voodoo junk. I said, voodoo? He said, well, it wasn't about that. It was about the dope. You know, he said, man, they do all kinds of neat drugs, psychedelic drugs. So I don't know that his voodoo experience had that much to do with it being, a religion, as it did for him to be able to have, you know, psychedelic drugs. Now, I just got a text, Alex, just got it. It's from the senior FBI guy. I remember there were five that told me what was going on. Well, this morning, they just they're listening to us now, and he just sent me a text. Two of the five received memos this morning stating that due to budgetary adjustments, they were going to be forced to take early retirement, and the third of the three is to turn in his letter of resignation Monday. So there you go. There you go.
They're cooing out the final good men and women as we speak. Now, again, Bill Clinton's in the Washington Post and his own book saying he loves voodoo. I mean, this is how disconnected it, how hardcore this is. And then you've got Hillary involved in all this, and then we find out it's the most hardcore Aleister Crowley crap there is. And then you're trying to get her to go. Listen, it was in mainstream news, Washington Post as well, that she does these seances for the dead, and liberals will be there. Well, if you can call it the dead, Hillary, she's just getting them roped in. That's the first level of the occult. Can we talk to Jesus? And she says, that's the one person we don't talk to.
Yeah, she said, I can't do that.
But that you told me that 20 years ago, then a decade ago, the Washington Post asked, they were like, oh, she does seances. Who would she talk to? Well, not Jesus. She'd let you talk to anybody but Jesus. What is that? I mean, this lady is a veritable devil.
Alex, it goes back to what I've told you since the day that you and I met. You know, Bill's a good timer, folks. That's all he is. He's an inch deep, mile wide. Hillary is cold-blooded. And I go back to the Benghazi hearings when she was talking about four dead Americans and she's their hands up.
What difference does it make? Yeah.
Now, that's the heart of as cold a human being as you're ever going to find. Not to mention when a person she had a 10-year affair with, Vince Foster, when she's in California, hears he's dead, that he died. She gets on a plane, but instead of coming back to Washington, I've got the Central Flying Service record. She lands in Little Rock, goes to their office at the Rose Law Firm, ransacks his office, gets everything boxed up that has Hillary and Vince on it, and tells them to burn it.
Wow.
You talk about cold, buddy. That's cold.
Well, I got to say, 20 years, we've been talking 20 years, you are dead on. And we appreciate you, Larry. Please come back on tomorrow during the 52-hour broadcast. It kicks off at 11 a.m.
Let me tell you one thing, Alex. Everybody's got to do this now. All of this stuff looks bad. The folks, you better get out and vote. And I'll say this to you, and this is going to sound terrible, but I'm going to say it. To every white American conservative, you better get out and vote. Because it's going to be your last chance.
And again, it's not racially based. The media has made it racially based.
That's right. And I have no choice but to tell the truth about it, Alex. I don't like it into black conservatives.
Well, Larry, we know what's going on in Arkansas, the whole background of the Clintons, and that they're race-based. They just flipped the other way. I just want everybody to live in peace, but it is racially based. It's very sad. But the people voting racially are going to be screwed over. God bless you. Tomorrow, Larry, let's talk. Let's set you up now for tomorrow. 52-hour broadcast kicks off at 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. Be part of the revolution against tyranny. Spread that link. Now, Facebook mentions it's still streaming. I'm going to go hit the boys' room, take a break, and walk in there and broadcast for hours more out of my office because wild horses can't drag me away. Fabulous job to the crew. God bless you.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.